Yes, we are.
Call the order, Board of Works, for August 25th. First up is approval of minutes from the August 11th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, department head. Bryce is going to go first.
We've been mowing grass. It's unusual for August, but we've had enough rain. And believe it or not, we even got the leaf vacs out and got them serviced and ready to go. About that. And we've been doing, we've been repairing what the city engineer's been tearing up on the corners. Actually, we've been doing the landscaping after the handicap accessible corners are being done. We're trying to get around and repair those as well. So that's kind of what's been our schedule.
Okay. Thanks, Bryce. Parks?
Steve Beaman, Parks Department. We are entering our last weekend, this coming weekend, of the pool being open. It'll be Saturday and Sunday. We will not be open Labor Day. We're at a point where it's just so hard to get our guards. Most of them are high school kids. They're involved in other activities from soccer to volleyball to cross country. This past weekend with the heat, it was a very nice crowd both Saturday and Sunday. The first two weekends that were open for the month of August, the weather had a lot to do with it, I believe. We had really small crowds, and one day we were closed last Sunday because of rain. This coming Saturday, we have a fishing derby at Four Lakes. It's with the Early Bird Bass Club. It starts at 9 o'clock for kids, I believe, middle school and younger. We've sent flyers out to the schools. They'll have awards and refreshments at noon. And then last week, the mayor went to the state fair for us. I couldn't go. They received the certificate for the from DNR for the state and the National Historical Registry designation. That was very nice. I want to thank the mayor for going for us. This morning, I met with Tommy Kleckner of Indiana Landmarks out at the band shell. We are trying to put together a project over the next couple of years of refurbishing the band shell, but not only fixing the band shell, but doing some work, adding new benches, new lighting, landscaping, new sidewalks out there, try to make that a more usable area. So we're looking at some grants. And then having that designation through the state and the national with the DNR that allows us to apply for a lot more grants that we weren't able to before. So.
Okay.
Great. So.
Thanks, Steve. Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We do still have our rookie down at the Evansville Southwest Law Enforcement Academy, and he's progressing nicely through there. They give us updates every once in a while, and everything seems to be going well. Vincent's Electronics is in the process of getting equipment installed in car 44 right now, so it should be done here very soon, and it'll be a vehicle that we have completed to go to the road. So happy about that. And other than that, not a whole lot to report today, I guess I would say. We've got simunition shoots coming up, and that is the paintball-like training that we do. Really good training, and it's something we try to do at least once every year. So looking forward to get that rolling.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dustin. City engineer.
John Sprague, city engineer. I've been tearing things up, apparently. We got paving contracts in full swing now. We are probably, I'd say, 70% done with our curb ramps. We're almost all the way down one side of Hart, and then they'll switch over to the other side of the road and come back up Hart. They've been going pretty well. They're a pain in the rear end to get. Almost every ramp's custom. I go out there at least twice a day and discuss the next few ramps that they're going to put together. A lot of work in those. We have the patching crew arrived Wednesday last week and started in Daleview Court. It's been a mess, but it's mostly because of maintenance of traffic, where there's so many houses and driveways and things like that, there's no other way in and out. So we've had to do half and half. Then we got rain this weekend, so we couldn't put asphalt down today. I think everything's dried up, so they should be ready to go tomorrow, and hopefully by the end of the day tomorrow, all that patching will be back. And then the surface crew will show up a week or two after that and get everything done. They were, patching crews moved on to the Harrison addition, Pine and Maple and McKinney, those streets. They should be in there for a day or two, and they'll move on to the larger streets, St. Clair, Minneapolis, just work their way through town, and then the asphalt crew will be about a day behind them. Along with that, I'm going to have periodic closures of some of these streets, and I didn't know if I could get like a blanket approval for some of these closures. I think the most prominent one is I'm looking to close the north leg of 6th Street at Hart Street. We have a fairly extensive patch there. I'm sure everybody's aware of it. We've got the asphalt rolling up. Really, really rough on that north leg. So I think I'm going to patch that whole leg. And it'll be better to get in and out. I think we could be able to get in and out in a day. So I guess I need to ask you guys for periodic closures for the streets I have listed in my contract. I don't know if I think I could list all of them right now, but most of them are going to have, I mean, local access. Like if we close Pine, we're only patching like 150 feet, so there's maybe one driveway that would be affected, but it's those types of closures that I'm looking to get.
So what's the name of that company again?
Milestone.
Milestone. And then rough time frame, 8/25 through?
Is that today?
Yeah.
I think a maximum of 2 weeks they should have all their patching done.
So if we say if we say a month, 9/25, they'll be.
Oh, it won't be that long. But then when they do the surface, we won't have to close the road. Those will be flagged, and it'll be
a month's time period.
Sure. And, yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll make a motion that we approve the city engineer's office to make brief closings of city streets as necessary to accommodate Milestone's patching and paving from 8/25 through 9/25.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. No old business. We will move on to new business. First up is hanging banners on Main Street light poles. Emily Bunyan.
Oh, you even have a banner here.
We have a sample
nice.
For you.
Well, make Bryce stand up and hold that. So. That's very nice, Thelma. Very nice.
Thelma Morrison, Board President, and I are delighted to be here to ask your approval to hang 6 of these on Main Street at any time that the light poles aren't used for another event.
All right.
We're celebrating through December 2015. The library is 125 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we're celebrating the past and embracing the future.
There
That's our theme.
All right.
And we also have a large one to either place over the street at some point for a brief period of time, probably during National Library Week, April 12th through 18th, 2015. And for the rest of the year, we'll place it on our wall facing 7th Street. And I have photos of where it will be placed.
Okay. So perhaps on the banner location, we can do that closer to the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the way Bryce and Shirley, I mean, we have a rotation of banners that we've been doing sort of about every six weeks. We kind of rotate banners out. So perhaps we could make a motion to approve the placement of those within that schedule, Shirley. I mean, the promotion of the city committee would be able to work with Bryce, and we definitely make sure we get those hung during that library week. But we'll look for we oftentimes have periods where it would be nice to have something else up there. So That'd be great. So I'll make a motion that we approve the hanging of six light pole banners in celebration of the library's 125th anniversary, to be coordinated with the city street department and the council's promotion of the city committee.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And you'll just get those banners to Bryce and...
Okay, that's, okay. And so you'll store those then?
Is that okay? Is that okay with you?
Right, sure. We'd be glad to.
And then I'll work that into those rotations as they come through.
So since you said yes, I'll leave these historic calendars for you.
Since we said yes. I've been on this, how long have I been on Board of Works? Second or third year? It's the first year I've got.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Some of the rest of you should pay attention.
Thank you.
Next is temporary closing of one block of DuBois and place advertising signs along various streets for the Daywig Rib Fest.
What's somebody new? All right. Do you guys have like a Rib Fest every other week?
Twice a year. This is our fall one. Yeah, we have a spring one and a fall one. My name is Liz Romani. I'm the manager of Valley Cash and Carry. I'm here today to ask for permission to close DuBois Street between 4th and 5th on September 13th. It's a Saturday. And because we will be hosting the Rib Fest, and DeWeeks brings their giant smoker truck, and it's awesome. And we set up tables and chairs and tents, and it's just a great time. And then also to ask for permission to set up like advertisement signs along city streets in different locations. The date on it's actually wrong, and I just noticed that just a moment ago. September 8th is when we'd like to put those out so that it
September
starts.
September 8th?
Yeah, well, Sunday, actually, so September 7th through the 13th, and then we'll take them down on Sunday, then after the Rib Fest. They're just like the little ones that have signs. The little picks in them.
You just have these little yard signs.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. Like yard signs, yeah.
You're probably the first person that's ever requested that.
Right.
And I'm sorry, one more thing. Cones or barricades maybe also, please, to block off the street.
Sure.
Bryce, okay. Can you get that?
All right. So we're going to approve the closing of DuBois between 4th and 5th Streets on September the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
From what time?
Well, actually, they start like super duper early. Like DeWiggs gets up there at, like 4 a.m. So like it's, I don't know like how the street department works or anything, like as soon as possible, really.
Bryce, what have you done in the past? You did
in the past, what we do is we just bring them to you on Friday.
Perfect. Okay. That works, and then we'll just set it up. Yeah. Right. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll house them. I'll house them at Valley, so that whenever they come by.
So we'll say early morning Saturday till 5.
They wrap up around 3 to 4.
Okay.
Starts to slow down.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to close DuBois Street between 4th and 5th on Saturday, September 13th, from early morning to 4:00 p.m. for the DeWig Rib Fest.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is temporary parking signs on East Lindell for services and events in front of Christian Campus Fellowship. Preston Ratliff.
Good evening. My name is Preston Ratliff. I'm on staff with Christian Campus Fellowship. Our curb that we use for parking was recently painted yellow, so we're just seeking permission that during our service times that we can allow parking and have signs for that. Our services are Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., and then any special events that we have going on.
So actually your request is to park in that yellow marked zone?
Correct, yes.
Okay, during those times. And so you need signage for that?
Well, we noticed there's a church, I think it's on 3rd in St. Clair, that has signs that says parking during service hours, so we didn't know if that was possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, Bryce, is that okay?
Yeah. I mean, we probably, they painted it yellow. So I mean,
I don't
know why is it yellow?
Yeah.
It's a pretty pretty color. I don't
know.
No, just recent. Yeah, I think it was this summer, the beginning of the summer.
So we'll erect some signs that say that. Thanks, Dave. All right, we'll make a motion that we approve the placing of signs in front of the Christian Campus Fellowship that would indicate parking during services.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Next is Riverfront Pavilion Rental on May 9th, Joanna Harrison.
Hello, I'm Joanna Harrison. I'm just requesting to use the pavilion May 9th, 2015. It is strictly for the wedding ceremony only. We were projecting the wedding around 5, so we were saying probably 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. to get in decorating and getting everything out.
2 o'clock to 8 o'clock?
Yes.
On May the 9th, right?
Insurance and all? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we already have it. When I talked to him, we have it, the certificate. I just didn't know if I needed it now. So, okay. But it's already there.
Okay, so we're going to make a recommendation to approve the rental of the pavilion on May 9th. So is 2 o'clock too early, Shirley, or is that okay? Oh, it's not open. That's right. It's Memorial Day. Thank you. Okay. All right. So rental of the pavilion on May 9th, 2015, from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock, pending receipt of the proof of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Congratulations. Thank you.
Next is temporary closure of Kimmel Road near Ford Road for repair of trench failure. City engineer.
Trench failure. You guys have these technical terms that are just
suspected trench failure.
Trench failure.
Suspected.
Oral surgery.
I secured quotes from two local contractors to repair the suspected trench failure at Kimmel Road and Ford Road. There's a picture of it in there. There's dimensions on the original PDF, but they didn't get printed off. But we have two scenarios we're looking at here. We have a quote for $17,385 to complete the repair under traffic. That means barrels pushing traffic over to one side, reducing it down to one lane each direction. In that time frame, I gave them 10 days to complete that. And then the second option is a deduct for a complete closure. And that brings the total down to $11,820. And that would, I think the time frame is a maximum of 5. But if everything goes well, it would most likely be a duration of 3 days. So I have approval from the RDC to fund the full amount. And they correctly suggested that I go to Board of Works and request either the closure or the temporary maintenance of traffic and lane reductions, things like that.
So are you recommending one or the other, or you want a multiple choice?
I'll give you my recommendation.
Yeah. Here, what would you say?
That we leave it partly open because there's a lot of kids that go to school, use that stoplight to get out on Hart Street. I don't want to force them over to Beer House where there was no light to get out. I think the traffic's horrible and hard on the mornings anyway. So
yeah,
I think for safety reasons, plus if we close that, you're going to take somebody's parking lot and make it a thoroughfare,
right,
which I don't think is quite right. So I would suggest that partial closure and then work it out that way.
The voice of reason has spoken.
Black Friday.
And it has to be done before the holidays.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. So we're going to motion that we approve lane closures of Kimmel Road near Ford Road for repair of trench failure at a date to be determined by the city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, JP.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Next is temporary closure of portions of North 2nd Street for gas line replacement project.
And this man was here at 10 till, so we wanted to
Thank you. I'm Dave Roos. I'm with Miller Pipeline, Superintendent. We do gas line replacement work for Vectren Energy. We have a project on 2nd Street from Main Street going north to Seminary. There's a lot of other utilities and so forth in that, and I understand the storm sewer is going to be replaced also. We've kind of pushed this project a little bit forward and taking that into consideration, being as it's going to be repaved.
Okay.
We will be laying the gas main in the southbound lane. That street is 32 feet wide. There's two travel lanes and a parking lane. Our plans are to block parking off in the parking lane and okay. try to keep traffic two in ways the using the parking lane and the northbound traffic
okay.
lane.
Okay.
Hopefully that'll work out. We're probably going to try to do this a block at a time to limit the confusion. Of course, we'll have to go through the intersections also and taking into consideration where your new storm sewers are going to be so we can avoid those.
Right.
We're also working on some of the side streets there, but what I need is your approval to do some temporary restrictions more mm-hmm. than anything. Mm-hmm. We'll have traffic guards there. The businesses along that stretch of the road, most of them, their parking lot access comes off the side streets.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be too awfully terrible for them right. either. We've already dropped info packets letting everybody know what's going on, and there's also a letter in there with my personal telephone number on it in case there's any questions or concerns during the project. I'll be coordinating this with John all the way through it. So, term, we're probably talking about 3 weeks on 2nd Street and then probably a couple of more on the side streets between 1st and 3rd. I don't see it taking much longer.
Okay. When would you start?
We plan on starting next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Okay. Mm-hmm. September 2nd. Okay. Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve temporary lane closures on North 2nd Street and accompanying side streets for gas line replacement project to begin on September 2nd with an anticipated 6-week period of time for completion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great, thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you.
Next is hanging banners for Mellon Acres 5K Run Walk and Chili Cook-Off and for other fall activities.
You wanted other people to come up here with you and they wouldn't do it, wouldn't they?
It's okay. Hi, I'm Melanie Ellis with Mellon Acres. We're just wanting to request permission to hang two banners at two different times. The first one is September 15th through the 29th over Washington Avenue. That's for our 5K Run Walk and our Chili Cook-Off we'll be having out at our farm in Oaktown. And then the second date is October 6th through 19th, hanging over Hart Street for our corn maze and other fall activities we'll be having at the farm.
Fall fun. Cool.
Are those open, Dan?
Yes. Okay. And you have the insurance?
I'm working on that. I was going to get that into Dan here this week.
Okay. So we're making a motion to approve the hanging of banners from the September 15th through the 29th on Washington Avenue for a 5K walk and chili cook-off, and then from October 6th through October 19th on Hart Street for Mellon Acres Maze.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Great, thanks.
Next is temporary closure of an alley between 5th and 6th and Bus Run and Broadway. Matt Hendrickson.
Hello, my name is Matt Hendrickson. I'm here on behalf of the Masonic Lodge. They've contracted me to do a little bit of construction work for them, repair they're getting a lot of water in their basement through an old coal chute and an old man chute, just deteriorated bad. And to do that work, we're going to have to remove part of the alley, 10-foot by 30-foot section, tear it out, access the basement, close it up down there, and then re-pour the alleyway. Asking for permission to do that.
So do the neighbors know that you're planning on doing that, or? Okay. But would you be willing to most notify
definitely.
Them?
Most definitely.
Okay. So when would you start this?
I'm asking for permission, but we'd like to do it the first of the month if we could.
Okay. So you anticipate doing that in early September?
Yes.
Okay. Chief, you see any issues or problems there? Or?
No, I don't. I mean, there would be probably the radio station and turnoffs, I guess.
Right, yeah. And the church, but I don't think the church really uses that alley that much. Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve the closing of the alley between 5th and 6th Streets behind the Masonic Lodge in order to complete some needed repairs to occur in early September with appropriate notification to area businesses.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, so I'll amend my motion to include post completion of work with City Inspector's Office. Good point. Yeah.
Great.
The date of effective September 2nd. Okay, great.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. Good point.
Okay, next is handicap only parking sign at 611 North 8th, Tim Hall.
Thank you for your time. I'm Timothy Hall, resident at 611 North 8th Street, Vincennes, and I'm here on behalf of my father-in-law, Paul D. McQuarrie, homeowner, my wife, Patty Hall, disabled. Would ask that you consider and grant a request for residential handicap parking in front of a residence, one space. This issue started when they changed the parking from one side on 8th Street and the 600 block to both sides of the street. And this brought in a lot more additional people parking. There's apartment buildings, or two apartments in that vicinity. And we're having them park in front of our home and then trespassing through our property to go to their apartments. You know, my father-in-law is 82 years old, has heart disease. He's had to park over half a block to get to his residence, their front door. And my father-in-law, or excuse me, my father, Harold Hall, has a MD and also heart disease. And when he comes to visit, you know, it's an inconvenience. And I just would like to have that changed so that we can have that for the family.
So this would be a resident-only sign request?
Anybody handicap can park there, though.
Yeah. So if we do a handicap, then anybody can park there.
If they're handicapped.
If they're handicapped.
Is that right? I thought that you could
well,
have
there's two
a
different
private,
kinds of there's two different kinds of signs. I mean, we could determine a resident only sign, which then he would have to pay for.
Right.
Is that right? Or
the handicap you pay
which
for.
I'm prepared
the
to
handicap
pay.
You also pay for. So we make it. I mean, is there a difference in cost? I mean, if we.
No.
So it'd be better to make it a resident only, wouldn't it? That way, then. I mean, I understand the need is disabled, but if we put a disabled parking spot there, then there might be people parking in the courthouse area that would, you know, use it for their own purposes.
Yeah, I would like it just for our residents.
All right. Chief, you see any issues with this as far as other people using that area? Okay. So the board will make a recommendation that an allowance be made to place a resident-only parking spot at 611 North 8th
I'll
with accompanying fees.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Next up is lease and option agreement for street department.
Okay. I think I spoke with Bryce and also with Mr. Culp before the meeting. So these are items that were previously approved to seek bids. So now we're making a motion to accept quotes. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Always there to back me up. So I'm making a motion that we approve the lease and option agreement for Edgar County Bank and Trust Company, number 80266, dated August 1st, 2014, for a 2014 case 580SN 4x4, serial number NEC705710 for the street department.
And these were included in his budget, correct?
Yeah, we've already approved this because it's in his budget. Yeah. It just needs to be in the minutes, I believe.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the same similarly, thing with the next thing with the bucket truck purchase for the street.
So it's a similar motion to approve, make a motion that we approve the purchase of a 2001 Chevy 3500 bucket truck from G&A Equipment, Linear City, Tennessee, for $16,500 for the street department.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next is hanging banners for Walnut Grove Festival, Shirley Rose.
State your name for the record.
Shirley Rose, representing Grouseland Foundation. We'd like to hang two banners for the Walnut Grove Festival. One of them's on College Avenue from September the 8th through the 21st. And the other one is on 2nd Street from the September the 22nd through September the 28th.
All right.
That's right.
And Dan, we got all that, right? Okay. Make a motion that we approve the hanging of a banner on College Avenue from September 8th through September 21st. And what was this? The other one was for North 2nd Street for Monday, September 22nd through Sunday, September 28th for the Walnut Grove Festival.
Right.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Shirley. Next is Front Pavilion Rental, Kristen Colvin.
I'm Kristen Colvin, volunteer coordinator at the Vincent's Animal Shelter. Laura Ariel. We're requesting permission to rent the pavilion on October 18th from around 3 o'clock to probably midnight. We're looking at an event that we're going to call the Dogtoberfest.
Dogtoberfest. Nice.
Beer will be there. Yes, hopefully.
Quick.
October.
What we're looking at is a poker run that end up at the pavilion, and doing dinner and a band and beer.
So, do we need to rent this?
You don't. If it's open to the public,
no.
We need to have it available.
Permission to make it available to the Vincent's Animal Shelter. Okay. So we'll make a motion that we approve the use of the pavilion for the Vincent's Animal Shelter. What were the dates again?
October 18th.
October 18th for the Dogtoberfest.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
How'd the super thing go?
It went really well.
Did it? Good.
Yeah, really
we
well.
We still got t-shirts.
I rescue, what's your superpower?
Right.
Nice. You guys are doing a great job.
So. Yes, you are.
Yeah. All of the dogs that we had got treated for heartworms. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Great.
We had a new one come in, but
yeah.
Next week.
No, that's great. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks. Next is Community Fashion Show at 2nd Main, Carrie Smith.
Almost ran out of letters there.
I know it.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. It means happening town.
Engineered Indian.
Right. My name is Carrie Smith, and I own the Beauty Bar at 205 Main Street. And I'm requesting the use of Gimbel Corner at 2nd and Main for Saturday, October 4th. We are proposing a fashion show for that day at 4 p.m., so we would likely start set up no earlier than noon. If you need a precise time, I can pare it down further. And we feel like we already have two sponsors, one being Vincent's Beauty Bar, and the other is Vault Denim. The benefits include being a draw for women to shop, lunch, and snack in downtown Vincennes. As far as we know, there are no other events scheduled for that day in the downtown area. And also, as far as we know, there's no other outdoor or indoor fashion show being held in the downtown area. So if it is successful, we would envision having it as a first annual community fashion show. We will set up a portable runway for the models. Folding chairs will be used for our guests, and those people making reservations will be seated in reserved seats nearest the runway. A local photographer will be hired to take pictures at, during, and before the event. Our plans include DJ-style music to be provided during the show and probably will be on during a gathering time ahead of the show as well. In the event of rain, we're thinking we have no other choice but to have it inside the Beauty Bar. We're planning to use 10 all-area women for our models who will get their hair and makeup done by Desiree Dean, who is a licensed cosmetologist. And outfits will be provided by Vault Denim with shoes and makeup and so forth provided by Vincennes Beauty Bar. The event should make the first Saturday in October something to look forward to for women in our community. As far as advertising goes, we plan on using Facebook to create an event with daily or almost daily posts and pictures, and some of those posts will be sponsored or paid for, so we'll have good information out there among women that live in our community. And with everyone requesting banners, I don't know, I may be back next month to request a banner.
Okay. So how late do you think it will run?
I think it will be over with fairly quickly.
Like six?
Yeah, I think we should be packed in and out of there by six.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the use of the Gimbel Corner for a outdoor fashion show with the allotted time being noon to 6 p.m.
Is there an insurance need?
Is there an insurance need on this, Dan or Dave?
I would say.
We probably should, right? If you can give us proof of insurance.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll amend my motion to pending proof of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Nothing else, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
Sir?
We are adjourned.